In chapter 2, Mishnah 5, Moisa Shkalim Chulin, the remainder of the shekel is unconsecrated. This is Beis Hillel's opinion. But now we're leading into other things. Moisar Asirisa Eifa, the remainder of the tenth of an Eifa, which was fine flour bought for a sin offering. These things, he's going to list a whole lot of things now. Moisa Kanazavim, Kanazavos, Vekina Yoldus. So the leftover, if a person put excess money aside, the excess money for a bird offering for a Zav or a Zava or a woman after childbirth, they had to bring bird offerings. The Chatas, Vashamos, and also for a sin offering and a guilt offering. Mosraihin, Nadava. All of these things, if there's leftover money, it has to go for a donative offering. So if a person's putting aside money for his wife to bring for a bird offering after she's given birth, and there's leftover money, he's got to give it for a donative offering. He's got to give it to the temple for that. Zeaklal, this is the principle, says the Mishnah. Kol shu bo l'shem chatas or l'shem ashma, anything which is bought for like a sin or a guilt offering, moisra nadava, the leftover, has to be given for a donative offering. Moisar oila l'oila, if someone puts aside money for an oila offering, a burnt up offering, and there's leftover, it has to be used for and that different another oila offering. Moisar mincha l'mincha, if he puts aside money for a mincha offering, a flour offering, the leftover has to be used for a mincha offering. Moisa shlamim leshlamim, if he puts aside money for a shlamim offering, the leftover has to be used for another shlamim offering. Moisa pesach leshlamim, if he puts aside money for his pesach offering, the leftovers have to be used for a shlamim offering. Right? Because a pesach and a shlamim are very similar offerings in their procedure. Moisa nazirim leNazirim, if a person puts aside money or donates offering money to a nazir to be used for his offerings that he has to bring, the remainder has to be used for other nazirim, for their offerings. Moisa nazir leNadava, if he gives it to a specific nazir, and there's left over, it has to be go to a donative offering. Moisa anim lanim, if he gives money to the poor and there's left over, he sets aside money for the poor and there's left over, it has to go to the poor. It also has to go to the poor. Moisa ani laisa ani, if he sets aside for a particular poor person and there's left over, it has to go to that poor person. Moisa shvum lishvum, if he puts aside money to redeem captives and there's money left over, it also has to be given to someone else to redeem captives. Moisa shavua lo isa shavua, but if he sets it aside for a particular captive that needs to be redeemed and then there's money left over, they would give the leftovers to that captive to use for what he wanted. Moisa hamesim lemesim, if he puts aside money for burial for dead people, then it has to, and there's left over, then it could be used for other dead people. Moisa ha-meis le-yereshav, if he puts it aside for a particular person who's passed away and there's money left over after the burial, it would go to his inheritors, it would actually go to his heirs. Rabbi Meir Omer, Moisa ha-meis le-munach ad she-yavo Eliyahu, he disagrees. He says if there's left over from the funeral, it has to be set aside until Elijah comes, meaning until Moshiach comes, and he will tell us what to do with the money at that point. Rabbi Nassan Aymer, he says, Moisa Rameis, Boinin Lot Nefesh Al Kivra, if there's left over from the burial, take it and build a monument for the deceased person. Brings over at the end of the Kati that the Alocha follows the first opinion, meaning that if there's money was set aside for a poor person to bury them, and there was left over, it should be given to the heirs, it should go to the estate.